Super Mario versus Slimy Salamanders. "Hurry up, girls," called Mom. "The nature hike starts in 15 minutes. Yolanda and Loretta were playing Super Mario Odyssey and didn't want to go.
"I'm not going," said Loretta. "It sounds boring."
"Yeah, I know," said Yolanda. "Girls," Mom came rushing upstairs, "come now or stay home with Dad." She ran back downstairs. Yolanda felt kind of bad for her mom, so she ran after her. But Loretta stayed home, glued to the screen. The group of hikers had already started down the trail, so Yolanda and her mom ran after them. Soon, everyone disappeared down Hidden Valley Trail. It was a chilly, wet spring morning, and Yolanda wished she had stayed home.
"I was so close to saving Princess Peach," she grumbled.
She was miserable and rarely looked up from the trail. The group suddenly stopped, and Yolanda ran right into her mom.
"Oh, sorry, Mom," said Yolanda, as she was shaken out of her grumbling mindset.
The trail guide stopped. She was stunned at what she was seeing. "It's a salamander crossing. I've never seen so many. Everyone, come closer." There were dozens of big and small ones crossing the trail. The guide let everyone carefully pick them up and help them across the trail to the creek on the other side. Yolanda was fascinated by these little wonders with their slimy skin and colorful markings. She was now fully alert and looking all around. She passed fragrant purple flowers, noticed a bald eagle's nest, and spotted a beaver in a deeper part of the creek. But the best part was still ahead. Yolanda was gazing across the creek when she noticed a movement near a rocky ledge. A black figure emerged from behind the trees.
"Mom, look," as she pointed, "a bear."
"Oh my," gasped her mom. Word quickly spread through the group, but that wasn't all. Two bear cubs came tumbling out, wrestling each other in playful fashion. Everyone was amazed and a little nervous, too. When Yolanda got home, she was bubbling with excitement as she told Loretta about the day. She thanked her mom over and over and wanted to know when the next hike was.
"I wonder how many things I've missed out on because I never take the time to look around," she thought.
Meanwhile, Loretta regretted her choice to keep her head stuck in a game that now seemed far more boring than real-life adventures her sister experienced.